This is James Coover with K-State Research and Extension's Wildcat District. We are quickly coming up on the soybean growth stage where nutrient deficiency symptoms become more apparent. Potassium plays an important role in plants, and soybeans need huge quantities of it. Potassium is also very mobile within the plants and can, in a way, leak out of the soybeans back into the soil during drought. Potassium moves into the plant roots by water solution, so during drought, potassium deficiency problems are compounded. Potassium deficiency causes yellowing on leaf edges that can eventually die back. It will occur first on the older leaves. In years with flood or drought cycle, it can make nitrogen and sulfur deficiency more likely as well, because rhizobium fixation is difficult when roots are stressed. In some cases, it was because there was no rhizobium bacteria present in the soil, and the seeds weren't inoculated before planting. However it happened, the soybeans will look just fine in the early season, and then suddenly become yellowing during flowering. Nitrogen deficiency will cause a yellowing of the older leaves, but plants can be carefully dug, not pulled, and inspected for healthy, internally pink or white soybean root nodules. Nutrient problems are identified in three ways: by looking at the plant symptoms, taking a soil test, and by taking a leaf tissue sample. Tissue samples are taken at the chopped trifoliate leaf of at least 30 plants during the flowering. If you suspect nutrient issues in your field, please give me a call. The number is 620-724-8233.